Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The President of Slovenia is ignorant of history or ignoring it. Translated. This was in an interview with Al Jazeera channel on the 9th of November 2025, which the channel broadcast in full on the morning of the 10th of November 2025. From the land of the Muslims in Qatar, the President of Slovenia, Natasha Pirc-Musur, said, quote, Israel has the right to have a state, unquote. The question directed to the president is, who gave this illegitimate Jewish entity this right? And is there anyone who reads history and does not know how this deformed entity was established on the blessed land of Palestine? Do the massacres of the Jews against the Muslims, the people of Palestine, escape the mind of any fair reader of history? How is this deformed entity erected over the skulls and corpses of many of the people of Palestine? And how were its people displaced in 1948 and then again in 1967? And that was with the help of Britain and some European countries and the betrayal of the rulers of the states neighboring Palestine. Some positions taken by her country against the Jewish entity will not intercede for the president of Slovenia, such as describing its crimes in Gaza as genocide or announcing Slovenia's refusal to allow two of its officials to enter its territory, or preventing the passage of some arms exports and imports through Slovenia to it, or its position on Jewish settlements in Palestine, or other positions that some European countries and others took shyly after the major scandal called to them by the Jewish entity with its crimes in Gaza that make the skin crawl. All of that will not intercede for her or for any other rulers in the world who have done nothing to stop those crimes. Nor will the recognition of the insignificant rulers of the Muslims of the Jewish entity, whether openly or secretly, intercede for it, nor the establishing relations with it, nor their failure to support the people of Gaza, nor the position of the international system controlled by major powers. No matter how many applaud falsehood, it will not become truth. Falsehood will remain falsehood and truth will remain truth. The Islamic Ummah preserves these positions in its memory and will not forget them. And let the president of Slovenia, who granted the Jews a right to have a state in Palestine, know that the day of reckoning is near when we establish the Second Khilafah Caliphate, state upon the method of prophethood soon, Allah willing. And even though the Uthmani Khilafah, the Ottoman Caliphate, did not succeed in spreading Islam in Slovenia in the 14th century during the Ottoman-Habsburg War, the coming Khilafah will do so, and it will hold every person of position accountable for his position, by Allah's permission. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.